the Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face shine upon you, be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Upon you and a thousand generations, and your family and your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, he is for you. Amen. 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 And your children and their children and their children. May his presence go before you and behind you and beside you, all around you and within you. He is with you, he is with you in the morning, in the evening, in your coming and your going, in your weeping and rejoicing. He is for you, 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 he is for you. He is for you, 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 he is for you. Face toward you and give you peace.
Thank you. Oh. People love that song. There's, you know, on the internet, there's hundreds of millions of people have clicked into that song.
It's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Or it has been clicked into 100 million times. Sometimes people click in for a do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Wanting to hear it again and again. Om Shri Satche Mahaprabhu Ki Jai, Paramatma Ki Jai, Gurudev Bhagwan Ki Jai, Satcha Sangha Ki Jai. We have a little bit of a choice here. If I have not a real topic for satsang today, I could. Yet I would like to speak to you about the Gayatri initiation. So I will either speak to you at the beginning or at the end. Maybe it's better at the end to speak to you about it so that we don't take up the whole satsang with questions about it. So I will wait until you raise your hand to begin satsang, like we do in India. Ken. Were you upset with what I said to you, Ken, in the letter?
No, not at all, Guruji. Namaste.
Okay,
no,
good. Obviously. I mean, even if you were, it'd be okay, but it's better if you're not.
No, not at all. Every word that you say to me, Guruji, is so considered. I would never be upset about it, actually. And if I were, I would come back to you anyway.
Yeah.
And so get some clarification.
Exactly.
Yes. So namaste,
so I can
Guruji.
Clean it up and brush it up and polish it up a little bit.
That's it.
I wondered, because we were speaking about, may I say for a moment
here? Of course. Yeah.
We were speaking about, at one point I said to somebody, you don't owe anyone anything, nor do they owe you anything whatsoever. And then you took that for yourself and applied it to something in your life. And not every time. This is maybe one of the catches around having the idea that there is a contradiction in the word, right? In the words that you receive, the message that you get. Like Nisargadatta, there were times when people would say, well, the book, I Am That, why did he say this time and this time? Because it was time to say those things at that particular time. And it doesn't always apply to everyone every moment. And fundamentally, it does, right? So I was speaking to you about fundamentally, no one owes anybody anything ever. That's a clean slate all the time. And then there's tradition. So you can look at it through the eyes of tradition, where you take care in the hospital, you're a doctor, where you take care of your patients. And they take care of the hospital through their payment or whatever, you know, but mm-hmm. something is owed right there. Something is being given. So I wasn't sure whether how you received that. Ken, we don't have you anymore. There you go. Okay, so please go ahead. I just wanted to check with you on that.
No, I received that very well, Guruji, and it was very, very useful for my trip and my stay with my parents. I've just come back from staying with them in Malaysia, and it was a wonderful time, actually, especially with the help of your reminders and teachings of love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. your reminder about how it's important to love those who are really hard to love. And my father is a prime example of that, actually, because he creates a lot of chaos and disharmony around him whenever he's at home. So no one really wants to be around him for long. And he shouts at my mother and berates her and barks orders at her all the time. So, and she's in pain. And yet I recognize that there is a relationship karma between them that they need to sort out. So,
yes. And you always, in my view, whatever that is, but in my view, you always remember, because these are kind of like worldly, earthly, karmic. Karma means actions. So mm-hmm. we don't get into the good and bad of it. For every action, there's a equal reaction. This is the world. Remember always, and it eases the heart into a state of openness, that those who are hurt have been hurt.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And it's such a useful reminder, actually, because several occasions I was about to lose my patience with my father because he was coming at me quite hard, you know, telling me how to live my life and things like that. And in the past, I used to react quite badly and I would shout back at him and all that. But this time I remember you saying that just love him and, you know, and just show him a drop of love. Maybe he's never felt that before. And that has changed things tremendously because
It does. It'll change the world. It will change the world. And it's not to give your father an excuse for being not unkind, as he is known to be, according to you. But, well, I only
that's
know.
Good. Because yeah, that's true.
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
I just don't know him.
Yes.
So, just to know that those who hurt have been hurt, and mm-hmm. love will change, is changing the mm-hmm. world. And love is not what people think love is.
Mm-hmm.
And as they mature in wisdom, they find out that love is extremely challenging. Always, you are that challenging because we expect certain qualities to come forward. Like, if I love you, you will love me. Why don't you love me? I love you. I used to love you. Now I hate you. Those are teachings in love. Love is, it's the spin of the earth, you know. It's the spin of the earth. It's the stars in the night. You hear me say this so often. It's the water that runs from the mountains to the ocean. Mm-hmm. It is the silence. It is the speak. Whatever we are experiencing, when we see it in a very specific and heartful way, we can see it as love. And we can't ignore what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. But we know what'll cure it. And it's not people just hugging up each other and kissing each other. And, you know, it's basic respect for God's creation. A natural respect, a natural gratitude. Men being kind to women being kind to men, parents being kind to children, naturally, not anything that has to be manufactured, mm-hmm. but because it's what we would want, you know. It's mm-hmm. the story of Jesus's do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as you would never have anyone do unto you, ever. And be kind to yourself. You know, I was looking at something last night, Ken. I was looking at anointing because it's fascinating me. And I was saying I really want to research it a bit because I didn't quite understand the anointing. And I'm learning something, huh? Mm-hmm. But you know, it's the oil on here, or the oil here, or the oil on the hands, or the oil on the feet, or the beautiful scent, or whatever it is. It's a moment which I've been speaking about for a long, long time. It's a moment with all of the, let's just say, beautiful ceremony that kind of sets the stage. And must also do something very important. But it's the moment when a person acknowledges, I am a divine being. And I'm going to live my life like that. Mm-hmm. I am living my life like that. I don't know what it means. It shows itself all the time in the light of my heart. I absolutely cannot contain this idea that it should look like this or it should look like that. But I, you know, with this anointing story, with the anointing, I can no longer deny that. Now, this heart of mine, which is wise and true and undivided, cannot find a separation anywhere, will guide me through this dreaming called life. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I will slip and fall, but I get up and move along. So it was very interesting for me. This anointing was a mark in time when people will acknowledge their divinity. Divinity to me means undividable. Mm-hmm. Divine to me means undividable, inseparable. So anyhow, there it is. You must continue with your father like that.
Oh, yes, definitely, Guruji. Yeah, and it changed things so much, actually. Towards the end, we were able to talk with each other in a gentle way, kind way, and loving way. You know, so I just recognized that although in the past he might have been disappointed in me, but he was doing things out of concern and care in his way.
Well, his disappointment is only his disappointment in himself.
Yes, you mentioned that before.
Somebody had told him that he is disappointing. This is what he. You know, whoever is hurting has themselves been hurt. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I think it's very important to remember, not an excuse, but an insight into to the mechanics, so to speak, of harshness. Mm. I'm really glad. Next time, it'd be even better. No, ping pong, ping pong, no pong.
No, absolutely. And what you said about how you just sat with your mum, you know, just to watch TV and whatever she wanted to watch without having to speak a word, that was really useful too, because I think in their older age, they do seem to like to do that. And if we try to have our own agenda and just try to say, talk about this or that, it just doesn't get through. So, but just being there with him watching the TV blaring loudly, and I was just sat there, that's fine, I thought.
You know, I never like to just sit and watch television with my mom. Reason why is because I don't like her programming. I like to watch something else. But It was really important for me to relax and just, I very seldom use this word, surrender to the moment and just be with her in presence of love. Mm-hmm. And it didn't mean anything. I didn't have to say, I did whisper mm-hmm. in her ear a few times, I love you, without wanting her to love me, without mm-hmm. wanting an answer. So watching TV was at that time, boys, years ago, was an expression of love, even though nobody would even imagine that was mm-hmm. so. Mm-hmm. You know, but it was. Mm-hmm. And we both relaxed. When I relaxed, mm-hmm. relaxed. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Guruji.
You're welcome. Remember, the Chan masters of Korea have said in the past, the great Chan masters, enlightenment is absolute and total relaxation mm-hmm. in a state of wonder. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Ken.
Namaste.
Namaste. So we have Herman. Ah, I see. It's not really Herman. It's Gwen.
He's there. He is. Good morning.
Good morning. Namaste.
Thank you for the conversation you have or what you share with Ken. And I'm glad you mentioned this word. I didn't know it. It's in Dutch, it's zalving. And it's like the anointment.
It's zalving?
Zalving.
Oh, how do you spell it? Z?
A? L? V? Like zalving. I think it's like zalving, only with a Z and a V.
That's very interesting. I absolutely love language. I always like to get beyond it as well. But it's just, these conveyances are so powerful. I look up that word in the Dutch dictionary and see if solve may be one of the words that falls into the category. Mm-hmm. Be very interesting. Well, how do you say solve in Dutch?
Zalf?
With a Z?
Z.
Well, it already says something. That's very interesting to me. Thank you. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I will look up in the dictionary, but I want to share something. And it's because of Ken's story about his father. I shared it before with you in a letter. And my mother, I was raised Catholic. And when my children were born, I also had them baptized. And I remember when they got the salving and the water, I just could feel something shifting in the energy. It was like this powerful ceremony.
That's right. And let me come in here for just a second, Gwendolyn, because in my research for about 10 pages of last night, one of the things that is very present in zalving or anointing or that moment is energetic difference. That this ceremony takes the energy and makes a difference. And I imagine, because I haven't been there yet, that energy encourages people to come to their heart and to acknowledge that they are divine. This absolutely has to happen. And we can cloud it with the thoughts of doubt. We can cloud it. It's not egotistic. I'm so tired of the word ego. There's no such thing as an ego. There's certainly egoic actions, but there's not a being called an ego. There is but God. And this we must see. And when you saw this baptism, see, this is the thing. The whole energy changes, perhaps from anything to receptivity. Maybe it's an interesting conversation we're having today. Maybe a lot like a grail, the Holy Grail, the emptiness of the cup to be filled and offered and filled and offered and filled and offered, the heart. What about your mother?
My mother is very soft, and everything is, she's like in a mess. I mean, her head is completely lost, and we only take care of
only to this world.
Yeah, but I see that because I keep tuning in to her, and I can reach her still. And then I can even, well, we have a beautiful connection. It's like softening, and I can see how important this dementia is. I listened also to your transmission. It is okay. So true what you say about it. This is the resistance. It's dementia is like a medicine for the resistance in your lifetime. Mm-hmm. This is how I feel it. I mean, it's difficult to say it, but I still feel it's so beautiful, and it's a gift that we can have this with my mother, and it's softening her and making her open and kind and pouring from within. It's beautiful. But yet I want to share something about my father as well.
Please.
Because my heart is just pounding with this word you were mentioning, and I'm really trembling. And it's like in the dictionary of my heart, when my father died, I spent an hour singing with him. All the songs I was never able to sing for him, all the mantra, and I had the Mrityunjaya mantra, and his breath was just like the underlying drum of the music. It was magic. And during my lifetime, my father, when we said goodnight, he always made a cross on my forehead, and he said goodnight. And when I was a puber, a youngster, I really detested it. But he was in this bed, and my voice and his breath and this drum of life was just going there. And he passed away just when I closed the door. And my mother, she came, oh, and he has not been, what's the word? He didn't get the anointment. And my mother was devastated. And I just, in that moment, I said, well, Mom, he has received it, because I felt it. He was completely with God. And I don't know if it was like the opening, and he was completely in salvation. And I also crossed I did it intuitively when I left him. After my song, I crossed his heart, his head, and the palms of his hands and his chest. And we left. I left. But there was this salvation. I mean, I don't even know if it was for him or for us, for me or for the both of us, but there was only love and divinity. And as you were talking to Ken, my heart is still so burning with love. I just wanted to share it.
I really appreciate it. Something's coming to me, Gwendolyn. For you, if you want to, of course, whatever I say you is always, always and forever up to you. Like so many of us, when we don't understand the love that's coming to us, when we're young, we don't. because we're pushing for our own independence, and that's natural. There's a meditation for you, and the reason I bring it to you is because it doesn't leave me, about accepting all of those moments of good night and transforming, going back in your life, just not that you actually can, you can but remember, going back in your life at those times and turning it back into love. Because that's what he was doing with you. He was loving you. And we resist that because we don't understand why it has to be that way. And we don't want our parents to be fooling with us, you know, because we're in a state also of, I'm growing up now into my own independence and I don't want any of this stuff. But now there's something about you having a meditation where all of this is received. I imagine that the story of anointing came today just for you. Because I had no, well, I don't know if I have any intention towards satsang one way or another anyhow, but it changes the energy field, like love changes the energy field of doubt, resistance, well, hatred for sure. So that's what that's all about, is to bring a person into a true statement. Like, I love it that Dutch, it's solve, because it is, it's solution. When somebody finally understands that they're not their body, they're not their thoughts, they're not, that you guys have heard it so much, it's probably like a tattered cloth on a clothesline that's been hanging out in the weather too long. But when you, and when, not but, and when you realize that you are spirit and that that word doesn't contain a particular meaning, but it is itself like a baptism. It is itself like an anointing. That I am well. Let's leave it at that. And then whatever we are to see, like a rishi, we do from within. No one can tell us, not your guru, not the priest. No one can tell us. They can but direct us to see from within ourselves. Solve. And oint. Ointment. Unguent. The change of energy. And we, just like Ken, you know, Gwendolyn, just like Ken, he changed the energy. The energy used to be, yeah, you, and oh, well, you always say that about me, but do you ever consider yourself, well, la, 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 la. And a lot of bad feelings, a lot of hurt between two people who really love each other. Ken changed it in a moment. And that's what has to happen now. There's a meditation for you to take in all of your father's crosses, all of your life.
I will take it up, of course. I will look into it. Yeah. I don't feel any resistance. I can really experience that my father had, he was like a special person in my life who made it difficult for me, but in a loving way. Now I can see that. The last 2 years of his life, I could finally meet him, really.
And well, you might also find what the jewels in those difficulties, because in the difficulty, there is a jewel. That's how carbon turns to diamonds, through pressure.
Okay.
I would take an afternoon or a half hour or something and look it over and ship something, because there's something there for you. You'll write to me and let me know.
Okay, I will. Thank you. Thank you, Shantimai.
You're very welcome. Thank you too. Namaste.
Namaste.
Namaste, Achala.
Namaste, Shantimai.
Namaste, Achala.
I want to share about my learning with the troubles I have with a future neighbor, the place where we want to build a house. So it is a very deep lesson for me.
Really, Achala?
Yes.
How long has it been going on?
Since the summer, since August.
It's been going on longer than that.
Yeah, maybe, yes.
No, it's been going on for a year. How long has it been since you wanted this property?
The property we have since 2019.
Go ahead.
So, I'm just learning about love, to really respect the other person, even when they are pushy and in a conflict, and to go in my heart.
Yes, Achala.
And I actually insisted in the last meeting we had with him and our architect, I insisted on his cooperation. I would not let him push us around.
Good.
And I did that before when we met with our lawyers. The energy, his energy actually shifted completely.
Of course.
He's now respectful, he's kind.
Well, that's because you stop being frightful of him. And you realize that you can respect someone despite their actions.
Yes.
Yeah, you can. And what that comes to is maybe you don't frame it this way. I'm pretty sure that you don't. But it is... God respecting God's creation. Maybe you didn't see it through those eyes or say it like that, but that's what it is. Mm-hmm. It's God seeing God. See, when we hear such things as, all is God. We just can't even imagine that that could be true. It's so big. It's so, you know, it's just like so divine and so heavenly. And I don't feel like that all the time. But, you know, everything is God.
Yeah. And I made a little experiment also before Christmas, because he did something that really made us very angry, me and my husband, just before Christmas. And I wanted to bring them a Christmas gift. So I asked my husband, shall I bring this? And he said, no, come on. And I asked my son, shall I bring this? Even when I'm angry? And Tashi said, yes, of course, bring it. So I went in the car and to bring the gift. And there was a beautiful song on the radio. It was On the Wings of Love. And it opened my heart and put me at peace to
Love is an incredibly powerful. I don't know what to say. Let me rephrase. Love is incredibly powerful. It weaves this dreaming and everything in it. And when we resist it, it is nature. It is creation. It is emptiness. It is fullness. It is the heart of distress. It is everything. Everything is love. And when we resist it, and when we don't enter that energy, there are wars, there is self-importance, there is, I will work for myself and no other, I will take every advantage and step on every human being, I will hate, I will resent, I will, and all of this other energy comes in with the resistance to what is natural. Love is natural. The tree loves. I mean, it doesn't say, I love. It doesn't put out a heart. But it loves the roots, grasping the earth. I remember one time when I was in Oregon, I was watching goats, little baby goats eating grass, and how the grass loved to be eaten, and how it just all came in such a natural. And love is the interdependence of all things. It is the weaving of the dreaming. And when you are there, which you are all of the time, it's there. You can resist it. You can cloud it. You're in absolute harmony with all that is and ever has been. That's a huge shift of energy rather than standing against. You can listen to it again, Achila. It's being recorded.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Or being fearful. Love will dissolve fear. It will not dissolve caution, but it will dissolve useless fear. And look, you became, well, you didn't become anything. You just simply saw things for in a better way. You are all things. You don't have to become anything. You saw how it works.
Yeah, and you taught me also, of course, not to expect it. I could have learned the same things without him changing.
But it was inevitable that he would change because the situation changed, he has to. And he can still be as cantankerous and irritating as always, but something has shifted. And that's the theme of the satsang today, all the way through, the shifting of energy through love and through acknowledging I am at a loss for words when I attempt to describe love. But you know what it is. Everyone knows what it is. And everyone knows what it is not. And yet it's still surrounding us, within us, beating our heart, moving our breath, feeding us. I mean, it's always, always, always functioning. Maharaji said, God is love. It was a very deep statement, although it sounded very childlike. It's a very deep statement. You're going to get along with this guy just fine.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, everything's going to work out for you guys really well. I don't like the shine on my glasses because you can't really see my eyes. No, I don't like it.
And it made me long also for the choicelessness you speak about. The choicelessness to always leave it open, no matter what happens.
Yeah, you know, the non-dualists speak of choicelessness. They say choicelessness, but until you're truly choiceless, you have choices to make. And then when you make those choices again and again and again, then the idea of choice dissolves completely and you can't help yourself anymore. I used to say, and it is still that way, I cannot help. I'm innocent. I cannot help but love. And, you know, you can't say, oh, it's so wonderful that you're so loving. There's no choice here. And maybe we do meet it. Maybe we do meet it in small matters and big matters, but we always have to turn to it. And love is not what anyone thinks it is, or look, says what it should be, or how it should be, or anything. It is a harmony with all of life, with the universe, with one's self nature, with even your upset. When you're in harmony with your upset, it's like you asked in Mandalay, and your face is so bright red. Honest to God, I never saw it like that ever in my life. And it was such a wonderful question. I'm angry at this person. Am I out of the state of love? Do you hate him? No. Then you're fine. You're in the state of love. You can be, I don't know, all of this kind of glittery kind of thing that people think love is. Sometimes love is really, really difficult. But it'll always bring you through, and always you will have the jewel, like the dragon holding the pearl. Always it'll come to that. Always. It did, didn't it?
It did.
There you go. And it always will. Achala, this is the magic and the beauty of what we cannot describe, but we call love.
Yeah, I feel it also. I don't even have to look like a nice person or be in a certain way. It's
not at all.
No.
Not at all. And that is a real big mistake I'm always compliant. I'm always sweet natured. I'm always this. I'm always that. If you're always like that, great. I'm not. And I know most of the people who are extremely loving human beings who I know, our Sangha sometimes are real irritating and irritated. And I always see them as loving beings because that's what they are. So we can, you know, we're going to meet our challenges. No, you did.
Yeah.
I'm angry, you said. You stood up. I never saw you like that before. You turned as bright red as a cherry. And what I thought was extremely, and I'm going to use the word extremely, beautiful, was you said, am I out of the state of love? That question was very powerful, Achala. And we agreed. Do you hate this man? No. And you said that with complete conviction, not even a question or a doubt. Then you are fine, because love is, one of the love's qualities is love is neutral. It's like the sky. It fills everything perfectly.
Well, I learned a lot. Even when we met with our lawyers, for one thing, I said no so loud and so firm that all went well. All were amazed. But it was just to make things really clear where I don't compromise.
But the question to make things really clear is your heart calling, let's make this really clear. I want to know where I'm at. Can you help me? Well, yes. Look here. And you look there. And it was perfectly fine. I can't change anything about you. I can help you. That you can see for yourself always. It's our work, Achila. It's our work. I'm not a person. Somebody said recently that they carry so much for someone else. I said, that's impossible. Wrong idea. You can't carry other people's emotions. You can feel for them. That can feel heavy, but you can't take it away from them until they take it away from themselves. You can help them. You can love them. You can do so much. But it's always up to the person. And you cannot carry other people's weight. You cannot. That's like saying that you can carry my weight here. Here. Thin person, take my heaviness for a while. Is that going to be possible?
No.
No, I'd love to give you about 15 pounds of it. Can I do that? No. You can't do it emotionally either. You can soothe the person. You can love a person, but it's always up to the person to change and to drop the rocks.
Yes.
And because you changed, he changed. And my sense is he's going to be a good friend to you in time.
No, it is already so. My husband and him, they were like this, and now they're completely open and laughing and nice together.
Of course.
Yeah. No, well, it's almost like an initiation for me, because I seldom have somebody giving me so much trouble. I mean, like you said, the opponent is honing your skills.
Honing your skill, that's right.
Yeah.
Initiation means a new way. That's what initiation means. From this point, it's a different way now, a new way. Mm-hmm.
Yes, to really experience my inner strength of love. In a difficult situation.
That's right.
That's what I wanted to share.
Well, I'm really happy that you did. Namaste. Thank you, Achila. So I want to speak now about the Gayatri Yantra, Bij Mantra, initiation, because I've been talking about it for a while and I'm not putting it off. I move as I do, and I have not felt complete about it, so I haven't moved. If I feel complete about it, I'll move. And I'm looking at it, and I've been looking at it for a few months. The situation is such that you cannot go through an initiation around the yantra, the garland, by just doing that. I said we took 3 years before to come to that. So people went through a lot of assignments, reports, experiences, 3 years worth, or 2.5 years worth, and then about a year, it was a long time, wasn't it? God. So it's not that we can just pluck you out and say, okay, now you can be initiated. It's not going to happen like that. And that has been the little bit of concern that I have had. We can start a registration, but first, before you go into the initiation, the Garland initiation. Now here, this is, listen closely. We will go through the mudras, through the Gayatri mudras. You will learn the mudras first. Yeah. And gazing into the yantra as we are with the mudras, so that you get some saturation of the Gayatri mantra, not just, oh, I like the Gayatri, I'd like to do this. It's work. It's work for all of us. It's work for me. It's work for you. And it's a beautiful work of art. I feel that, creative work is wonderful, but it takes dedication. Anyone who's already had this initiation, gone through this, cannot come again. No. There's no need to. It's been done, and that's that. And it'll be different for the people who are going to take the initiation. So I don't know how long it'll take to get through the mudras. Probably about 3 to 6 months. And then if you want to continue, you can continue with the Gayatri Garland Bij initiation. And you don't have to continue. You can just go through the mudras. I would even say that those who have been, who have participated and been initiated into the Garland, if you want, you can come into the mudras. But there you would stop. No, you would stop. That's, you've already been initiated into, you don't do things like that twice. That's like learning to walk. You don't do it twice. It's not trendy. It's not cool. It's very powerful. And you have to have some Gayatri link deep to go through this. So we will take a registration. Sri, you can register with Sri. There's a donation. I don't know what it is. Everybody should donate something. I had at the beginning of this, I have to mention it because I feel that for the yantras, it is a, it's an honor system. You know, I say you donate. I don't look to see who donated or what they donated. Sahara knows. He doesn't tell me. This is an account that Sahara takes care of. So I don't know what people donate or do not, but at the beginning of the Gayatri intensive, about 6 months in the last time, I had one person who just complained and complained and complained. And I said, maybe 3 months in, I said, you know, why don't we just return your donation? Oh, I didn't give anything. That was stunning to me that they could do nothing but complain and not give anything back anyhow, not even 10 euro. I didn't understand it. So there will be a donation with registration. Everyone should give something. And this will take 3 to 6 months to continue. I don't know how long, because I do everything not by your desire and not even by my desire. I just do it as I do it. And I don't know. Sometimes we stop for a little bit. Sometimes we go on. Sometimes something else comes in the way. Sometimes we take a diversion. Sometimes. So we will go through the Gayatri mudras, the hand movements. You will understand them. There is a sequence called the Gayatri Mudra sequence. And we will begin to gaze into the yantra in a receptive way. And then we will see what happens after that. Because I never know. I really never know. Something else may come in and say, you have to do this first before you can do that. So everyone can come into the mudras and the gazing. But those who have taken the initiation before, please honor the fact that you have already entered this place within you. And I'm asking you, do not sign up again. So I will remind you of that after the mudras. So Shri can set the time. I would say, what's the date? I would say, let us begin the registration. Shri, what about now?
Absolutely. I can I'll organize that this afternoon.
Okay, let's say in 2 days.
No, I can get it done by today. It's not a problem. I'll send out an email through the listserv with a link for people to register so that they know that's how it will come to them.
Great. And then it's very important to give something in, a donation. It's very important. I don't like to press on that, but this one time, and I don't care what it is. And I won't know anyhow. Sahara will know, but I won't. He doesn't tell me. He takes care of that account, that bank account. I don't look in it. I never see it. So Shri, when should we stop the registration? I think a week. And I don't want anyone coming. This happens every time. I say registration 10 days, and then on the 11th or 12th day, somebody says, can I get in too? We're pretty lenient with that, but I don't get it. I don't understand that kind of a thing. I just don't get it. When you're given all this time and then you want something special for yourself, oh, I forgot. Well, don't forget. You know, if it's important enough for you to participate in on the 12th day, it should be important enough for you to participate in between the day 1 and 10. I never understand the straggling desire to get. So 10 days, Shri, what do you think? Or 2 weeks, what do you think?
Perfect. Yeah, well, I'll open it up today and we'll also speak about it if you Shantamaya on the next satsang, just so that the other folks that may not be attending today knows.
That's right.
And
well, then leave it open for 2 weeks at least. Yeah. And then we may extend it, but when we close it down, it's done.
Perfect.
That's the way I want it. I don't want to say, oh, okay, here's three people at the end, 3 days later saying they want in. No.
Perfect.
Just honor the system. Huh? Please. Okay. I just want to make all this stuff really clear, Sri. For me, it's a little bit of a heartache. It's a little bit of a heartache that, I forgot, now I want. This is very serious work. This is very serious work. It's going to change your energy field significantly, and not just now, but for the rest of your life. And it's sometimes very challenging. So there.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm really happy that we're finally getting on to it. But I could not see how we could just move 3 years out of the way, and people who haven't had much much touch with the Gaia Tree or even interested in the Gaia Tree can take. This is a very deep initiation, very deep. It's already going on inside of you. This is the interesting point. Everything that you're going to come to in the initiation of the garland, of the Yantra garland and Bij mantra, is already going on inside of you. We wake it up. It's like the difference between sleeping in the body and waking up in the body and the realization. They're all three different energies. So anyhow, my introduction. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Sri. And yep. Namaste, everyone. Namaste.
Sea and stone, hold
this land in sacredness. Earth and sky, sea and stone, hold this land in sacredness. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh. Earth and sky, sea and stone, hold this land in sacredness. Earth and sky, sea and stone, hold this land in sacredness. Hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey, oh, hey.
Thank you, Rimmel. Thank you so much.
Oh,
I want to speak before I go to Surya. Yeah, you just opened your eyes. One of the first times I've seen you open your eyes. Can I get him on as the speaker?
Shantimai, what is his name on Zoom? Surya, S-U-R?
Right now it's Owner.
Owner. Okay.
Do you see him?
Yep, he's spotlighted.
Okay, hold on. I wanna get him on chat. How do I get him there?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, I see speaker. There he is. So Surya, guess what? You sent me a picture of Baba, didn't you? Giranari Baba. I want to thank you for that. But I also want to tell you something. And you tell me whether I can tell you or not. You say yes or no.
Oh, yes, 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 yes. Tell me, whatever.
It's printed backwards.
Oh. Wow.
So when I turn it around and put a light through it, it's exactly.
Wow.
And I'm looking at the one that you have now. Is this picture of Giranari Baba the one that you took? Was it scanned?
I did it through a company. I sent the
original,
the information. Well, it was digital. I sent the digital information to the company. They sent me back the copy.
Well, I was very happy to get it when it came out of the box. I thought, oh my God, And then I saw, who is from the United States? And then I see that you put Baba next to the sun today to make a message. Thank you. I want to thank you for that. Thank you very, 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 very much. It's a very beautiful gift, and it's very sweet that you consider doing that. Thank you so much. And I love how you sit under the sun in satsang every week. I think it's great. It's just such a, it's a beautiful.
Osho gave me the name, of course, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. he said Surya Das. And then when I became close to Alma Karunamayi, she just called me Surya. Yeah. I asked her if I could keep the name, and she said Surya. So now I'm Ritai Surya, which means
yes.
Expression of mother. Ritai means expression of mother. So
yes.
That's the whole thing.
My father's name is Don Surya, which means the king,
wow.
The sun king.
Wow.
That's right.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I just wanted to let you know that now that I see Bubba's picture up there, I am connected to who sent that lovely gift. Thank you very much.
You're Namaste. So, so welcome. You're so, so welcome.
Namaste.
Namaste,
Namaste, everyone.